Well, the 35-member Board of Governors of the International Atomic Energy Agency has finally closed the book on nearly 12 years of dispute over Iran's nuclear program. A resolution which had the backing of the P5+1 countries ended the IAEA's probe into the past and present issues regarding Iran's nuclear program. Now, a thorny issue was the so-called possible military dimension of Iran's nuclear activities known as PMD. The closure of the PMD dossier comes in the wake of last month's assessment by the IAEA, which confirmed that Iran's nuclear program had not diverted towards any military activity. Well, the resolution was also part of a nuclear deal reached between Iran and the P5+1 countries in July. It will pave the way for the removal of nuclear-related sanctions against Iran. Let's cross over to Tampa, Florida, joined by investigative journalist Mr. Wayne Mattson. Wayne, thanks so much for being with us. Well, a historic moment after 12 years. Basically, the IAEA is saying that there has been no diversion for military use for Iran's nuclear program. Tell me the significance of this and what it may mean now.
Well, what it means is that all these neoconservatives that were claiming that the Central Intelligence Agency got it wrong in 2003, when it concluded the same thing, by the way, that Iran did not possess, as of 2003, any sort of nuclear weapons program, nor were they trying to create one. So the CIA closed the book on this term, possible military dimension, which sounds like it was something that was cooked up by the same group that came up with weapons of mass destruction. You know, these non-existent programs that we saw used against Iraq, and then this PMD this PMD term used against Iran. The CIA got it right in 2003. Then there was an attempt, obviously, to prolong this. But I think we have to be careful, though, that the neocons still don't try to prevent the lifting of sanctions, because their ambassador to the UN, Danny Danon, who's a radical settler type in Israel, is now claiming that the UN is much more pro-Israeli than they let on. I think he's dreaming, but that's not to say that they're not going to use their agents of influence, like Deputy Undersecretary General Jeffrey Feltman, to push their agenda.
So, Wayne, you're still saying that it's a case that still isn't done. You're thinking that there still may be a possibility that somehow that the sanctions can be blocked from being lifted?
Well, there'll certainly be an attempt. We know that Netanyahu and his supporters will stop at nothing. You know, and lying is certainly something they're capable of doing. They've shown that in the past. So I think the United States State Department, which, of course, it is like the UN infiltrated with these neocons and Israeli agents of influence, the State Department hopefully will not be diverted by any sort of propaganda from these neocons, and that Secretary of State Kerry will abide by the decision he signed on to. Mm-hmm. And I assume the other countries, France and Britain, will as well.
Well, what about the significance? I mean, Amino basically admitted that there was not this diversion, that when investigating, he saw that Iran had been using it for research purposes. I mean, who is responsible? Then we're talking about 12 years of sanctions, basically for no reason. So what happens? Yeah. Who pays for this?
Well, I mean, we've seen this time and time again with the international community being subverted by these individuals who come up with these basically this line of propaganda. We saw it used against Iraq. We've seen it for 12 years used against Iran. We're seeing it used against Syria, the government of Assad in Syria. But those of us who actually don't believe in Old Testament fairy tales about God-given rights to certain land and stories about whales swallowing people whole and patriarchs talking to burning bushes. But we live in the real world. We deal with the Middle East as it is, and not these fairy tales, not this propaganda. And I think the more people stop listening to the wailing from Israel and their supporters, the better off at least the Middle East, if not the rest of the world, will be.
But Wayne, just really quickly, because we're running out of time, I think the main question probably for many, many Iranians, though, in all of this, we're talking about major monetary damage, major damage to people losing their lives, whether we're talking about not selling Iran spare airplane parts, what we had airplanes crashing, or we're talking about from the pharmaceutical side of things that medicine was banned, or at least because of the whole banking restrictions that they could not get the medicine in, and many people died. The question, though, 12 years, and it's just what? It was a mistake? Oh, no, there has been no diversion. When is the international community going to be made to pay for the results of these actions, which causes the loss of lives and great monetary loss?
Well, I think Iran has every right to seek a settlement before the International Court of Arbitration in The Hague and take other moves internationally to seek compensation. As you know, these countries that have been subjected to these wrongful blockades and sanctions, Iran, Cuba, and others, should use what the others have used in the past. They've certainly taken advantage of international courts and tribunals to get their own way. So
All
I
right.
think
thank you so much, Wayne Manson. Thank you so much for being with us, investigative journalist out of Tampa, Florida.